Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. What a show.
All over the place.
Been talking about oyster sauce.
And pooping.
The average person has 8 different kinds of sauce in their fridge.
Oh my God.
Oh, I
lightweights.
Got more than that.
Lightweights. Yeah. Depends on what we count as sauce, though. Does like
I think any kind of
does
it.
Like salad dressing count?
Yes.
Between ranch dressing and Thousand Island dressing and vinaigrette dressing and barbecue sauce and ketchup and mustard, 2 different kinds of mustard.
Yeah.
Soy sauce, teriyaki sauce,
sriracha,
taco sauce. Does salsa count?
Oyster sauce, just in case you get stopped up.
Just in case.
I mean, that seems a little light, 8.
Yeah, 8 is nothing. 8 is weakness. You got to have if half your fridge, you got to have a whole shelf dedicated just to sauces of various kinds.
You ever throw sauces away?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I
pretty rarely.
I'm very on expiration dates for dairy.
Yeah.
But nothing else.
Yeah. Sauces don't go bad.
I feel like nothing else goes bad.
I got some hot honey from pre-COVID that's doing just fine.
Honey never goes
honey
bad,
never
right?
Honey never goes bad.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's the only food I know of. Yeah.
Vindicated
it does sometimes. It does sometimes harden up, but then you just microwave it and it loosens up.
Microwave.
The average American says they get 20 minutes to themselves every day.
Dang.
And have 8 sauces. That's way low.
That's way low, right?
This is my time with my sauces.
Low for me.
I mean, I guess it's not if you have like 2 or 3 kids or whatever. Yeah. I mean, like, good luck.
Yeah. I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine who in the last year or so has gotten married and had a baby. And she said the number one difficulty, she is an introvert and she misses her solitude.
I get that.
I wish I were like that. I wish I either had hair, didn't have hair, didn't have to shave my head, could eat oysters, and appreciated solitude. I'd be a much happier person. I'd just sit by myself and eat oysters and not shave my head. Rub the oyster sauce in my perfectly bald head.
Just picturing Dave slurping down oysters
so the
all hours of the night.
The magazine I was on, Chesterfield, Clayton, St. Charles, City Lifestyle, they did Fox 2 this morning. And Julie Lally, who we love, sent us the segment. And then, I don't know if you clocked this one or not. Knowing me so well, you probably did. And I watched it, of course. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, I loved what Gordon said about you. It was so great. And I'm like, oh, I must have missed that. What did he say? And she goes, he said that everyone in the issue was bald. And I'm like, womp womp.
I was really hoping that she was going to say something like, he just said that you're really brilliant and talented, and he was so happy to have you on the cover.
Pointing out that I'm bald. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I feel like people make comments about you being bald because you're so, you like lead with that so much. And then they, like, I'm not talking about Julie. Like, I've done it myself where I've been like, because you're bald. And you're like, ouch. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think I could hurt you with that.
No, you really can't. It's so funny you say that. I think it's like probably anything else that it's a trope.
Yeah.
To be self-conscious about. And I think and don't get me wrong, no one fought balding more than me. I mean, I hated balding. The day I shaved my head, I'm like, oh, well, this is a thing. This is new. But when someone says that, I do react in a very vaudevillian, like, what?
You just being like, what? And like, oh my gosh, it all fell out.
But no, like I've said it before. Like if they really developed a pill to grow back hair, I would take it and grow out a mane, and then I would probably just shave it. Like, it's my look. It's my thing.
Oh, I got it. It's because easy. You're the brand now.
Yeah, it's kind of the brand. I have a cartoon of me. But I would celebrate it for about a year.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be hippie Jesus walking around. Big, long locks.
We could do this with AI, by the way. We could do Dave Glover with long hair.
Well, we should do that. We should do that. Because I've had long hair in my life, but my hair's always been so thin. It was bad. Like Axl Rose in a nursing home bad.
Do you want like Axl Rose hair, slash hair, kiss hair?
Do
like,
it all.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it all.
Let's see what we can do.
See what we can come up with.
You know how they say there's like a saying that every photograph steals a part of your soul? Have you ever heard this before?
My God, Rachel.
You've never heard this? This is a common thing. You've never heard this?
No. They believe that in like the Amazon, maybe.
Incredibly dark. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I read that in a book about the Civil War, but I don't know about...
This is a thing.
I don't know about sitting here with my camera phone taking selfies. And there's a little of my soul.
Every time you kiss a girl, you die a little bit.
I'm saying if that's true, if the photograph steals your soul, imagine what an AI rendering of your persona does to your soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, take it away, Wheels. Let's draw him up with some hair.
I'm working on it.
You know what has been hit? They're doing a list of things, products that have been hit hardest by tariffs. You know one of them?
Hmm.
Skelly. Are you familiar?
Skelly.
The 12-foot Home Depot skeleton, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wheels, it's terrorizing Wheeler's neighborhood.
Have one in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. We got, hey, look, I love it, but, I mean, it doesn't need to be up for 6 months.
Is he still up?
I haven't looked, so I guess no.
At this point, you're close enough to next Halloween that you might as well just leave him up.
It goes up for Halloween, and it comes down, like, after Easter. Like, okay, guys. It is funny when they do it up for Christmas, though. It makes me laugh. Like, I think it's funny when he's dressed like Santa. And now there's two of them. And then the neighbor, they're like, there's a war between the two neighbors doing it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's great. It just maybe needs to be 2 or 3 months instead of 5 months.
Yeah.
Skelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. I feel like it's cool the first couple of times it happens. But then when everyone in the neighborhood has a giant skeleton, it's like, well, it's kind of lost its novelty a bit.
So many things are like that.
Yeah. And again, I really do think it's funny, but like at some point, even the funniest joke stops being funny when you keep telling it over and over again.
I have traditionally always been late to the joke. Like, I got a pet rock like 10 years after the last one was manufactured, and I'm like, look, it's my pet, and it's a rock. And people are like, yeah, dude, that was interesting in 1974. Everything hits South Rock Santa like a decade later. Really did.
I was like that with the fidget spinner. I had a fidget spinner in like 2018.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
and it's like,
you and Tony.
What are they doing over there? This was cool a while ago.
Marking things off my poison pen list that we're not going to talk about.
Tastes like, nope.
Not
nope,
looking like such a great idea in the daylight.
Well, I'll give you an example. I wrote down last night, some people are just eczema pretty. Because on television, there's so many ads for eczema, and they get these models, and you're like, you can't be super hot. No one's going to buy that. But you can't be an uggo, right? So it's like, you're eczema pretty.
I'm pretty sure Kim Kardashian has eczema.
There you go.
I don't think that proves your point at all.
There you go.
I took a shot at it.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
And thank you. Not super pretty.
A good night.
And a good night. Oh, you know what they have found makes you happier than anything? The fastest change in your brain, according to MRI studies.
Food.
Singing.
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 I buy it. I buy that. Mm. You get in the car, you start singing. All your cares melt away.
Wheel says no sale.
Well, I mean.
Do you ever sing?
No.
Not even with your songs in your car?
No.
Really?
I can't damage the money maker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he can't, because it's all like screaming and he'd mess up his voice.
I probably could, but I'm not in the habit, so no, not really.
I felt so bad this weekend because my niece Darcy, who's three, was like, "Hey, Rachel, can you sing the Moana song?" And I was like, "Oh, honey, I've never seen Moana." And she was so disappointed that I couldn't sing the song for her.
You really let her down.
Yeah, I did.
She's like, "I don't even know you anymore."
Just but play I was it flattered that she wanted me to sing. Like, she just assumed I would be able to do it.
Yeah, just play it on your phone. Why she want you to perform for her?
Because she was being sweet.
It reminds me.
Andrew, that's what kids do.
In second grade, I agreed to do a career day for Nick. And and so it's like, "Oh, yeah, I do a radio show." They're like, "Do you do any voices? Like, can you do The Simpsons?" Like, "Hey." And they're like, "Can you do Homer?" I'm like, "I don't know." And the guy after me was insurance salesman.
Oh, man.
Hey.
It's not bad.
Lucy.
That is not bad.
Wow. He looks like Jesus.
Show the camera.
It's not bad at all.
That's like if you...
It's like Sawyer from Lost.
Made the Shroud of Turin.
You look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't break my heart.
That's pretty good.
If that guy hung out with the Master of Wolves...
Yes.
Dude. We can go.
That's a crew.
That's a crew is what
yes,
that
is.
Yeah. A wrecking crew. I'm saving that.
That's a little creepy, but okay.
I'm sending it to you guys.
I'm making that my background.
You got to put that on Facebook, man. That is so great. David, works.
I wish it didn't work so well.
I got to do a different one now. I got to pick another style.
I am 100% more handsome.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's a good look. Isn't that great?
Kevin's got to cut you down a little bit. He's like, "All right, now let's not get crazy."
Jill says, "Saving this for later." The face that launched 1,000 ships.
What if you just
modern day Cleopatra?
What would Phoebe say if you sent her that?
Let's find out.
Well, it just sent it to you guys.
Okay.
So. That's great.
Yeah, I want to get a look at this up close.
Yeah, me too. You do. Oh, my Lord.
It did something to your face.
Yeah.
It made it better.
Turned you into Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed because it did change my face. I thought it was just me with hair, but it's just handsomer Dave. Damn it. Yeah, if that were Jesus, I'd be like, "Oh, you look kind."
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, "All right.
That's a good picture.
Let's see this guy walk on water. Let's see what he's
got." I
got
to say, because you know that AI picture that whoever, I forget, one of our listeners made for Master of Wolves, because it did the same thing. That cleaned me up a little bit. You know, it was like, "All right, this is going to look better than the real thing."
Rounded out those rough edges.
Yeah. Yeah, or unrounded some things.
Do you get an
idea? Baby's going to be like, "Why did you send me a picture of Johnny Van Zandt?"
I hate to bring down the mood here because we're having a good time. But
uh-oh.
Do you think that eventually they're going to make it to where you can't do like an AI modification of someone's person without their consent?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so this has actually been kind of a big thing going on Twitter. I don't really know how to talk about it because
what I was thinking of too.
Were you thinking of this exact situation?
Yes.
Where underneath, like let's say a woman posts a photo of herself. And you can ask the Twitter AI, the built-in new Twitter AI, Grok, I believe it's called, to create a, we'll say, compromising photo of that person just based off of, you know, whatever
they post. And
there's
some debate about whether you should be able to do this?
There's no debate about whether you should be able to do this. It's more like...
They have workarounds.
There's a surprising amount of workarounds that, again, I don't even know if I can necessarily get into without, you know, being... a bit too much for the radio.
A little too oyster sauce?
A little too oyster sauce for the radio, we'll say. And it's more like what do we do about this? How do we stop it? And obviously, of course, you know, Twitter and Elon are in no way, I have no interest in helping prevent
something. I had a thing in my show prep today that said that AI is at the point that it can take a vacation photo that you post and dig deep and find out everything about you. Because it'll go like, oh, that's Dave Glover. And here's his social security number. And here's where he lives. And here's how much money he has. And here's his criminal record. Like, all it takes is you going to Cabo and saying, like, hey, here's me having oysters. And they can find out everything about you.
Okay, the AI is doing something to your eyes, Dave. That's what's happening. All right, because Wheels again. Just sent us the one with a different hairstyle. And your eyes are, like, much darker in this one.
I think the first one, it tanned you up from the picture that I used, too.
I mean, if this guy walked in, we'd say, wow, you look like Dave.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go, Dave.
Well, I mean,
this hair in the second photo is fascinating.
Yeah, I don't like this
I did
one.
The second
I'm kind of glued to it.
I did the second one, so it was hair like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
And wait a minute. I got the same one twice.
No.
Oh, look at this one, Dave.
All right, hold on.
There we go. That one is not a good look.
Who do I look? I look like Howard Stern.
A little bit. Yeah, that's the problem. It's supposed to be Slash, like, but it does look like Howard Stern.
Why does everything have to make me look better?
I don't
that
like
one
this
does not
one.
Make you
this,
look better.
This is not better.
I like Bob Dave way better than
this is not better.
That one is way worse.
So you do prefer Jesus
I don't prefer Jesus, Dave. I prefer you the way you are.
No.
If you walked in with this incredibly thick, black, curly hair,
what if I just got a wig and I just owned it? And you guys are like, that's hilarious. I'm like, no,
Dave's,
it's not.
Dave's doing this the entire show with his big, curly hair.
Kevin DeBrow from Quiet Riot. Oh, God. Now he's got another one.
Ooh, he's a redhead in this one.
Welcome to Team Ginger, Dave.
He looks crazy. It's doing something to his face that's really upsetting me.
It looks like
stealing your soul, Dave. I warned you.
That one looks like if you. Happen. That one looks exactly like if you put Rachel's hair on Dave's head.
That was the one for Axl Rose.
Rachel's going down with a ship on the stealing your soul thing.
I mean, take a look at these photos and tell me I'm wrong.
The red hair one gave you like paler skin. It like also made you more Irish.
If it makes you ginger, it's gonna have to match it up.
I can feel myself diminishing.
What if we did a lineup of those three photos?
Post them on Facebook. See which one people like best.
That's so great.
Brian says Weird Al Glover.
They're all it's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. You're gonna come in tomorrow looking completely different, and all the photos are gonna have stolen your soul.
Which one of these guys eats oysters? Welcome back, DJ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He asked 40 seconds. Would you be weirded out by an adult man watching Lilo and Stitch in a theater by himself?
No.
A woman complained that she saw an adult man in a theater by himself watching Lilo and Stitch.
I mean, it's not illegal to go see a movie. Like, yeah, I could see it being a little bit like, what are you doing here? But maybe it was his favorite from childhood. Like,
maybe it was his daughter's favorite,
yeah.
And his daughter lives somewhere else. And I mean, I get it. I get why you would be like, that's a little weird, but I don't think it automatically means something bad.
Sometimes this guy could have had the worst of intentions. That could be true. But sometimes it's like, we got to leave the guys alone a little bit here. Like, he's not sitting alone at a playground. Like, that's a little bit of a different situation.
Yeah, not a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I mean, just relax. It's probably going to be okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Dave, are you enjoying the Dave Glover with hair pictures? Have you seen these yet?
Oh, I have not seen those.
Oh,
here we go. Just keep your eyes on the screen for a second.
Yeah, okay. Keep looking.
I'll throw one of them up there for you. Should I throw the good one or the weird one?
AI.
The good one.
Yeah, okay. Start with the Jesus.
The Jesus
so
one.
So these are fakes.
Yes.
This isn't what you...
Isn't that great?
That looks like the guy painting the house next door. Oh, I love that. That's good.
He likes the Howard Stern one.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, that looks like the guy that put you on the Tempest at the carnival.
They lightened your skin in kind of a problematic way.
Well, because you're ginger. Gingers have light skin. That's why he did that.
We did one of Rach, which he doesn't want to post, which I understand.
You can show it on the stream. I just don't want it like
don't
living.
Want it like okay. Available on yeah. The internet.
So beautiful bald Rach.
There you go.
Jesus, Dave, and bald Rach are a power couple. you walk into an Outback Steakhouse and you're eating for free.
How about this? I'll shave my head and then we'll use the remnants to make you a wig.
Done. You can tape it on
a
with
transplant.
Duct tape. Love
I'll
it.
Shave mine. It will grow back in a week.
Oh, I have a plant question for you, Dave.
Okay.
I went to Walter Noel Florist. Hello, Walter. And I did a bunch of outdoor and indoor plants. And then I bought a tomato plant today at Schnucks. And I'm going to kill them all. Because I just can't seem to make any plant survive. Do you have any advice?
Don't do it. Simple. Don't plant them. Don't kill them. Let somebody else plant them.
He's like, give them
all
up.
Right. You guys proved me wrong.
I told you.
Give a good home.
I told Rach, you're going to be mean to me, and she goes, no way.
I was like, no, Dave Murray would never be mean about this.
I'm like, you could ask him, and he'll give you a 10-minute answer, but
That's entirely different.
I get don't plant him.
Don't plant him. His only answer is don't even.
You've got to make a commitment, especially to the tomato plant. You're going to have to water it. You're going to have to fertilize
it. Dave Murray's like, those plants' lives are worth more to me than yours.
And when you do plant it, make sure you put like a popsicle stick or something right by the stem so that cutworm can't get itself around it and eat it at the base.
Okay. That's real advice.
There you go.
It is.
Do you think overall most people over or under water?
I think... Boy, that's a I'm going to say overwater.
I think you're
the
right.
Tendency is to overwater.
I think I drown my plants.
Because if something looks wrong with the plant, the tendency is to water it.
Yes.
Oh, it must need water.
Yes.
You know what? At the hardware store, you can get a water sensor. It's just a little sensor with a probe. It's about a foot long. $5, $10 maybe.
Now, what if I already own a 1-foot probe? Can I save some money on that?
Yeah, well, you're dreaming, first of all.
I've been told it's 12. How about that weather, Dave? Bald Rachel didn't like that one. But Axel Dave thought it was hilarious.
That's right.
So we're going to hit 90 tomorrow?
We have a shot at it. We haven't hit 90 plus in St. Louis yet this year. 89 is what I'm going with. Now, the city might touch 90 degrees, but overall, a warm day, but nothing out of the ordinary. Great day for baseball. Full moon tomorrow night, the full strawberry moon, partly to mostly cloudy, 68. Thursday, partly sunny, 87. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, back to an unsettled weather pattern with scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms. It's not a severe weather outbreak, but I've got thunderstorms in the forecast, so that means some downpours and the possibility of some pea-sized hail and some lightning, that kind of stuff. But it's not a widespread severe weather outbreak in, we can live with that.
Okay, excellent. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is pretty apt because we have been using AI to give Dave Glover hair this afternoon. Well, speaking of AI, scammers are using it to enroll fake students in online classes and then steal college financial aid. They're calling them ghost students. And the U.S. Education Department has introduced new rules to combat this fraud. It's going to require students to show government-issued IDs. But in California, colleges reported 1.2 million fraudulent applications in 2024 alone, resulting in $11.1 million in stolen financial aid.
I kind of did that. I took out a student loan to buy a wig.
Yeah. But, I mean, you paid it back, right?
I mean, it took me 30 years, but sure.
But you got something out of it. Somebody's there scamming your money, taking it.
Yeah.
Not to see anything.
That's right.
When did we as a society become so crummy?
I was just asking Wheels. We were talking about something off the air, and I said, do you think that there are more people in today's society trying to take advantage of others than there ever have been? And Wheels, you, classic Wheeler, you think that's just more perception?
Well, I don't know if it's perception. I mean, there may be more people. Is it more per capita?
Mm.
You know, like we see more now than we would have seen 200 years ago. But it seems like there was a lot of bullying and stealing and killing.
You know, one difference, I think, I'm no historian, but it seems to me that the powerful and the rich historically have kind of tried to fly under the radar. They didn't really want us to know just how big their muscles were. And today it seems like all those people are just flexing like crazy.
I think there's also a class of people who don't have nearly as much money as they want you to think.
That's a huge class.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but then, you know, people don't realize that. And it feels like, oh, there's so many people that have so much more money than me. And it's like, well, they...
A lot of posers out there. And there's a lot of people, Dave, I know you'd agree with this. There's a lot of people out there with money. There are a lot of people out there with $1 million, but live like they have 10 million, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And the opposite.
And on the other side, too. Yeah. And the opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got the Warren Buffetts, who are super billionaires, but they don't live
still
like
it. Still in his $200,000 house.
And then you got, you know, the Elons and the Bezos guys that just want to rub everything in your face all the time.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Satellite photos show that emperor penguins are showing a dramatic decline in one region of Antarctica because I guess the sea ice is declining. It's declined by 22% between 2009 and 2024. It's very sad. I love penguins. Mm. Hate to see it. A Spirit Airlines passenger called in a fake bomb threat because they missed their flight.
Okay.
Speaking of people being crummy.
So they're trying to hold it up?
I think he was just trying to, like, cause trouble because...
Get revenge.
Yeah, get revenge because he wasn't able to get on the flight.
What should...
But that's on that person. You're late for your flight.
Yeah.
Come on.
Should that person see the inside of a jail?
Yes.
Yes.
Calling in a bomb threat at the airport?
Yeah,
yes.
I'd say so.
Big time.
Disney has closed their Hulu deal with Comcast, so they've been... running the streaming service since 2019, but now they've taken full control. They will pay Comcast, NBC, Universal nearly $439 million for its stake in Hulu.
Huh.
NASA has captured an image of a giant volcano on Mars that is twice as tall as any mountain on Earth. Hmm. It's towering more than 12 miles high.
Jeez. Wow.
And twice the size of any mountain on Earth.
That's fascinating. It's fascinating to me because it's not 100 times, right? There seems to be some uniformity to it. Like, double is impressive, but I wonder what the highest mountain in the solar system is. It could be it.
But I get what you're saying. It would have to be on, like, a huge planet in order to sustain
that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, because now I'm thinking this, and maybe, Dave, I don't know if you'll know, but maybe of us, you might be the one to know. Is there kind of a... accepted level at which the atmosphere will stop in general? Like, is there, or is that just dependent upon the circumstance? Like, it's different here than, say, on Mars or wherever.
There's different layers, obviously, and those layers are different thicknesses, but our atmosphere in one form or the other keeps going.
So I was just curious if it would be even possible to go that high on one planet versus another, based on gravity, based on the atmosphere at the top, whatever. I don't know science things. I just think of them.
He's a thinker, not a doer.
I'm a questioner, man. That's all I got.
There's so many things like that. Like, I always say that if it were left to me, we would be in the dark ages. And I saw something about the atmosphere and the stratosphere and the troposphere, and I'm like, that's all lies. Like, no one figured that out.
What about the Vegas sphere?
I love the sphere. I want to go to the sphere.
Too.
I do too.
I think it's cool.
We
I
should
know
all
Andrew's
go.
A hater. Andrew doesn't want to go.
Oh no,
to the
I'm
sphere.
Not. I'm a.
I thought you didn't like the sphere.
I didn't like it before they built it. I thought it was really bad and stupid, and I was very against it.
And then he saw it, and he was
that
like,
"That is
whoa.
A classic Andrew."
That is, and Rachel, that is 100% correct. And then I saw it, and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty cool."
Pretty
and then I like saw like what it looks like to see like a concert inside of it, and it just, I'm dying. I'm dying to. It looks so great.
A new study finds little agreement between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to media sources they trust, which I don't think is a giant surprise. But there was one distinction. Forbes and the Wall Street Journal are the only two of 30 news sources that both parties told the researchers they're more likely to trust than distrust.
Which ones?
Forbes and the Wall Street Journal.
Hmm.
So we can find common ground there. One more story for you for headlines. The number of dog attacks on mail carriers is growing.
Wonder what that is.
It's a good question, Dave. They don't give a reason for it, but the Postal Service has issued guidelines to help carriers reduce risk. But I think that's terrible that it's like on the postal worker to protect themselves. Like, make sure your dog doesn't have.
I can tell you why it's happening. It's happening because of stupid or careless owners.
Yeah, that you're
sure,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the answer. What, regardless of you know anything else, your pet should be in a yard, or it should not be able to get outside. Or it should, I mean, you got to control your pet.
I wonder if every postal carrier gets bitten multiple times in their career. Mm-hmm. If it's just part of the thing,
you would hope not. But yeah, I mean, like,
what you think you got? It's got to be a part of it.
Man, if you got a bitey dog, maybe train it. Take it to it. Take it. If you can't do it, which I get because it's not easy, take it to someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mine just climb into the truck.
I know. My dogs are just being like, hey, can you pet me?
Those videos are so cute. Whenever you see like a UPS driver and the dog like hops up into the truck with them or whatever. Aww. So cute. I'm stealing that dog. That dog's coming with me.
He's saying weird things. Weirder than usual.
Yeah.
I'm taking that dog to the sphere. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we're going to the sphere.
The dog's going to see Dead and Company.
We're
going to
see you two.
Going to have some oyster sauce. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Just so you know, this is the sound of Rachel's failure.
Yeah. You know, that darn stream. I'm about to turn that thing off.
Yeah.
Anyone watching saw that I was not ready for this break.
Got the oh no look.
I was like, ah, man.
Dang it.
I'm supposed to be working.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's on me. That's my bad, you guys.
You know who doesn't seem to be happy? Mm. Pharmacists. And maybe it's just the ones at CVS at my Schnucks.
Yeah.
But they are never happy to see you.
Oh.
They just seem like you're bothering them. Now, it may be like you go to pharmacy school because it's going to be a great job and you're kind of like a doctor and you're going to make a bunch of money and then you're just waiting on people like Chipotle and people will probably mean to you because you're not giving them their Viagra or whatever it is that they're there for. But I don't get any smiles.
Huh.
And I'm always very smiley. I'm always like, hi, prescription for Dave Glover, 9664. And they're just like, you know how to use this.
I have kind of a reverse gripe. I was at the pharmacy the other day, and the pharmacist was being so effusively nice to the person and like asking them personal questions, and it was taking forever for them to wrap up the transaction that I was mad that they were being too nice.
Wow.
I was like, you have a line of people and you're like having this extracurricular conversation. It felt like too much to me.
Interesting. Does everyone go to CVS? Don't we have to go there with our insurance?
I don't know, but yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah, it was a CVS.
Yeah.
But then I felt like a jerk later. I'm like, you are a bad person. You were mad because they were having a moment and connecting.
I get it. Yeah.
You know.
I feel like Garza at our place, they're pretty balanced. Like, they're friendly enough, but they're not over-friendly. Although, we had, there was a, one, but he doesn't work there anymore. One of the guys that was there for a long time was like my buddy.
Yeah.
Probably tells you how often I'm there. But he's like, what's up, Dad?
Yeah,
got him fired for being too familiar.
No, he was awesome. He's awesome.
Too familiar.
Yeah, I think he was a listener and stuff, and he was like, hey.
Yeah, there was.
I liked him.
There's another CVS pharmacist downtown area who I was kind of buddies with him for sure. For sure.
My CVS pharmacist.
Forward to seeing him.
My CVS pharmacists have always been very good to me and my family. They love us.
That's good.
I guess it's just Dave.
I guess parents just used to. Huh?
You, Dave. Well, no, well, it doesn't mean you are.
They used to love, or at least pretend to love, when my parents would bring them like extra tomatoes and stuff out of the garden. So maybe you bring them some maters.
Oh, for the love of God,
Dave.
I'm taking tomatoes to my pharmacist.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.